So now, as we read, I'm just coming back to the portion we read. So we read the wrong portion, and we now know that what I'm going to speak about. Today, I'm going to speak about three young men who stood for their faith. And if you want to give a title for my message today, we can call it like that: Cool Faith in a Hot Furnace. Cool faith in a hot furnace. If you go to New Testament, Hebrew chapter 11 is known as the faith chapter of New Testament. And verse 34 is saying like this: quench the power of fire. Quench the power of fire. And chapter 11 of Hebrew is, it is talking about the heroes of faith from Old Testament, That's what it says. Hebrew chapter 11 verse 2 says, the men of old gained approval. They were just ordinary people like you and me. But the difference is that they were heroes. They gained approval. That's what Bible says. Hebrew chapter 11 verse 2 says, the men of old gained approval from the Lord, from God, that these people are good. They are different. They stood for their faith. Each word starting with by faith, by faith, by faith. Look at that man. By faith, look at this man. And finally he's saying, quench the power of fire. This is talking about, these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now if you see James chapter 5 verse 17, it says, the men with nature like ours. All the Old Testament believers, all the Old Testament saints, they were just men like you and me, with our nature. And they stood for their faith. That's what we can see, Daniel chapter 3. I'm just coming back to Daniel chapter 3, verse 8 down to 24, we just read. And going back to the history, in 605 BC, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, conquered Judah. We can read that in chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. He took the best and brightest men, young people of Judah, to Babylon. And he took them and gave them 3 years of training. And among them, these three young men named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These three young men were there. During these 3 years of training, they brainwashed them. They taught them the Babylonian language, Babylonian culture, and at the end of their training, they would think like a Babylonian. They will behave like Babylonian. They will speak like Babylonian. That was the idea behind this training. The Babylonian king even changed their name, their original Hebrew name, to the heathen name. That's what you can read chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. But one thing is there, Babylonian could change their names, but they could not change their faith. They could change their names, but they could not change their faith. That's what we call a cool faith in hot furnace. And, if you come back to the book of Daniel, we know about the book of Daniel. It's a very familiar book, and we all know about the book. This book of Daniel talks about, the triumph in the trials and triumphs of young men of faith, three young men of faith. And, they have given two choices. You need to bow down or burn down. Bow down or burn down. But they refused to bow, but they did not burn. They refused to bow down, but they did not burn. That is actually the whole portion that we read is talking about. What is an idol? When we talk about an idol, the king Nebuchadnezzar asked this young man to just bow down in front of an idol. You know, what is an idol? I was just thinking about an idol. What is an idol today? I happened to read an article by CBN. The article, the title is Kill Your Idols. Kill Your Idols. Let me quote. I will just read it for you. It goes like this. An idol is an any person, object, or activity you give a higher priority in your life than relationship with God. I will read it again. Let me repeat. An idol is an any person or object or any activity you give higher priority in your life than a relationship with God. An idol can be your house, your job, a vehicle, a relationship. An idol can be a pet, a computer, or what you look on the computer. God says He's a jealous God. He wants our time and attention. That is what in the modern days, when we say about bowing down in front of an idol. You know, many times we think we don't have any idols in our church. We don't have any idols in our homes. We are happy about it. We need to really think whether we really bow down before idols or not. Today, I just wanted to see from their lives, these three young men, and the qualities that we can learn today from their lives. The lesson that we can learn, the qualities of these three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The three young men and their four qualities, that's what I just wanted to share with you. What are those four qualities that we can learn from their lives? Number one, they were different. They were different people. They were not going with the crowd. Number two, they were daring. They were courageous. They had a courageous faith. They were daring. And thirdly, they were dedicated Christians. And fourthly, God delivered them. God delivered them. Coming back to verse 12. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the administration of the province of Babylon, namely Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have disregarded you. They do not serve your God or worship the golden image which you have set up. We know the background of it. And the king wanted to, bring a huge idol and everyone should bow down before that idol. That is a story. That is an incident. And this young man refused to bow down. The king heard about it. The king called them. He just wanted to recheck. He just wanted to make sure that the story, the news he heard is true. And he asked them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I heard that you are not obeying my rule. I heard that you are not bowing down before the idol I set up. Is it true? And then the king said, well, you are too young. You may not know the consequences behind it. It is not going to be that easy if you don't obey. But I will give you, since you are young men, it is not written there, but I'm just adding, I am going to give you another opportunity, one more opportunity. And the king gave another opportunity. And that's what we can see. The complaint they said, O king, they have disregarded you. They do not serve your God or worship the golden image which you have set up. Because they are different. Their faith is different. After all, everybody is doing. So they never thought that anyway, the whole world is doing. I can also do the same thing. The whole world is going in one direction. I can go also along with them. They did not bow down. That is the complaint they brought to the king. As Christians, we need to be different. The whole world is moving one side along with the flow, but we need to be different. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11 says, such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our Lord. You are not an ordinary person. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, 9 and 10, it talks about how we were before, what was our nature. And today, Bible says we are different people altogether because Lord Jesus Christ has washed us. So we need to be different in the society. For these three young men, their faith is important, not king, not his God, or not his golden image. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says like this, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. The old has gone, we are the new creation. We become new creation. And they were different. That's what we can read about them, we can study about them and their quality. You know, when you are different in the society, when you are different wherever you are, sometime, and most of the time, we may have to go through the experience of fire. When you are different in the society, when you are different wherever you are, we may have to go through the experience of fire. We have a lot of example before us. If you read New Testament, Jesus himself was different and he had gone through the fire. Paul was different, he had to go through the fire. In Old Testament, Joseph, he was a different person, but he had to go through the fire. Peter in Old Testament, and there are many, many examples that we can find in New Testament. You know, there is a story about Paul and John and Paul. It is mentioned in Acts chapter 4, verse 13. You know, after 5,000 people came to know the Lord, the people gathered around, you know, they caught him and they wanted to question Paul and John. John and Paul, both of them. Acts chapter 4, verse 13 says. But those people saw something different in their lives. That's what you see. When they saw the courage of Paul and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, unschooled and ordinary men, they astonished and they took note of this man had been with Jesus. You know, when they look at them, they are just ordinary people. They are not highly educated people. They are not trained people. But when people looked at these two men of God, they realized one thing. That's what it says. They realized they have been with Jesus Christ. They are different people altogether. They are different altogether. When we are in this society, when we live in this society, are we different? Sometimes we may have to go through the fire, the experience of fire and difficulties. Are we standing for our faith? Number one. Number two, verse 16, we see they were daring. They were not only different, but they were daring. They were, you know, standing for their faith. Their faith was not just an ordinary faith. Their faith was a courageous faith. Verse 16, chapter 3, verse 16. It says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter." So that means the king was, you know, a little more gracious to them. He wanted to give one more opportunity, one more chance. And he said, the king said, "Well, I'm going to give you another chance. If you just wanted to bow down and worship, you can escape. Your life will be saved." A threatening situation before them. Just imagine the mental trauma, the mental struggle, you know, the fight that is going on within their heart. And their answer, the daring answer, they said, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not have to answer you because I don't want to compromise with my faith. You are asking me something which I can't do. You are asking me something which is against my faith. And I do not want to compromise with my faith. You can ask me anything about the country. I can do it for you." Maybe that could be the reason the three men came there even. They wanted to obey king. "But when it comes to my faith, I don't have to answer." They were daring. Taking a stand for their faith. They are taking a stand for their faith. Risking, even risking their lives. A daring faith. I had a privilege to read a book called Through the Gates of Splendor, Through the Gates of Splendor. I think most of you must have read that book, Through the Gates of Splendor by Elizabeth Elliot. Not only reading that book, I had also a privilege to get it translated into Indian languages. I personally read I proofread into my mother tongue, you know, Malayalam. Since I proofread, I knew exactly the what is written there in that book, because I had to be very careful when I do the proofreading. You know, that is an interesting story. When we translated into my language, the name we changed and we gave the name Five Heroes of Faith. Five Heroes of Faith. This book is a book. This book tells the story of Operation Aqua. An attempt by five missionaries, Jim Elliot, Peter Fleming, Nat Saint, Roger, and T. Edward McCulley. You know, that Wednesday when I came down for the Bible study, I saw that beautiful picture there. I asked Fred, "What is the story behind it? How come his picture came here?" And, you know, I was so amazed to hear that he was part of this assembly, a daring faith. And his father was one of the elders of this assembly. I don't know, some of you are hearing for the first time. But it is true, you know, almost 63 years back, these five young men went to an island where people never heard about Jesus Christ. And today, I tell you, if you Google, you will find one of the major religions in that island is a Christianity. At that time, there were not even one Christian. They got killed there. As a human being, we all think they did a mistake. We think they are foolish people. Why did they go there? They should not have gone. They should have used their brain. That is the reason God has given us brain to think. Why did they go there? But these five young men you know, stood for their faith. Their faith was courageous faith. Because of that, many people got challenged. Though they could not do much, they gave their life. But after that, many, many people, many missionaries went there. Even the wife of Jim Elliot, Elizabeth Elliot, stayed back and she wrote this book. Today, the things have changed. God worked in the heart of the people. Today there are Christians there, a daring faith. I don't know whether you have heard about last year, 2018, a young missionary from America. His name was John Allen Chow. He came all the way to India. He heard that there is an island, a remote island in India, where there is, I mean, it's an unreached island. People could not reach that island. Nobody could reach that island. There are around 150 people, according to government survey, around 150 tribal community lives in that Sentinel Island. It is called Sentinel Island. This man came there on November 21st, 2018, last year. He went there, everybody said not to go there. He ventured there and he got killed just 1 year back. A daring faith. We do not know after some time. We can't say after a few years, like in Akwa tribe, there may be Sentinelli a tribe standing here and testifying about Jesus Christ. The walk of faith is a daring walk. The walk of faith is a daring walk. They were daring. You know, don't think that only men are heroes of faith, you know. Is there women of heroes? Women? Heroine? Whatever. You know, I just borrowed this book. I just happened to see this book today because the title attracted me. The title got my attention. So I just picked up this book from Tanya. I just borrowed from Tanya. And this book is talking about the hearts of fire, 8 women in the underground church and their stories of costly faith. It talks about costly faith, this book. It talks about 8 women, and out of the 8 women, one is from India. She came to India as a missionary from Australia, and she was there, Graham Stain and Gladys Stain. And they went to the remotest part of India and worked among and the untouched people of India, the leprosy patients. He established a hospital there. But I tell you, long back what happened, and the fanatic Hindus burned them alive. Graham Stain died. 2 of his boys died. They burned him down. And after that, what happened? Even many young people are Christians in that village because of their testimony. Her husband died, and that story mentioned here in this book. And her husband died, two boys died, left with just one girl. And the newspaper, it's become a big news headline in India. The whole crowd, the news people, the press came to interview her. She stood there, and whenever I share this story, I get emotional. She stood there and said, "I forgive. I forgive." After that, she sang this song. Today we sang that song in the worship. Because he leaves, I can face tomorrow. Because he leaves, all fear is gone. A courageous faith. This is an example from the field. It is not something we read in the newspaper or in the book. This is what's happening in the world. She stood for their faith, her faith. And it was courageous faith. You can see here about their faith. Thirdly, verse 17 and 18. We see they were different. They were daring. And thirdly, they were dedicated. They were daring. Verse 17 and 18, it says like that, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. And verse 18, but even if he does not, let it be known to you, O King, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. You know, verse 17 says, we know that my God who called me is going to be with me. And he is going to deliver me. I have no doubt about it. Warren Bespe, most of you know him. He passed away maybe last month or 1 month before. He talks about faith, four kind of faith, you know. And out of that, he gives an example called confident faith. Confident faith. What verse 17 he says, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from this furnace. From this furnace. Because it is impossible as human, but it is possible with God. We know that is my confidence. And secondly, verse 18, Warren Wesby called this as a commercial faith. Commercial faith. That is something you know, strange. Commercial faith. He talks about commercial faith is that, you know, when you say commerce, it is profit. It says, if I am benefited, if I make some profit, I will follow Jesus Christ. That's what's happening today in this world. If I am benefited, I will do this. If my prayers are answered, I will follow Christ. But here they say that even if he does not answer my prayers, O King, even if I am not benefited, I am not going to leave my faith. My faith is not commercial faith according to Warren Wesby. And their faith was a confident faith, and their faith was courageous faith that we can see. We are not going to bow down. The king has asked them the simple thing, just to bow down. The devil asked Jesus Christ to do a simple thing. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. He took him on the hill and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, including USA, I believe. And said, I am going to give you all this if you, but just simple thing, if you bow down and worship me. If you bow down and worship me. This is what's happening in today's world. This is what's happening for all of us today. The devil is showing the whole world and saying, just bow down, just compromise your faith, just do a little bit here and there. I am going to give you, you are going to be benefited. This is what they said. And they said, even if my prayer is not going to be answered, still I am going to follow Jesus Christ. They had a strong backbone like steel and a heart firm like steel. Their backbone is made of steel, of faith. Their heart is firm like steel. That's what we can see. Job said like this, Job chapter 13, verse 15. Though he slay me, I will hope in him. Everybody suggested that you leave your faith. And Job said, though he kills me, let it happen, but I am not going to move out of my faith. And fourthly, and finally, verse 25 to 27, Nebuchadnezzar came and he said, verse 25 to 27. There you see they were delivered people. They were not only different, they were not only daring, not only dedicated people, they were delivered Christians. They delivered, God delivered them out of their troubles. Psalm 107 today, this morning, we read 107 verse 6. We prayed and God, you know, God delivered them from their distresses. That's what we read today, this morning, during worship. He said, look, Nebuchadnezzar, a heathen king, is saying, look, I see four men loosed and walking about in the midst of the fire without harm. And his testimony is interesting. And the appearance of the fourth is like Son of God, Son of God. You know, God delivered them. And the king, a heathen king, is giving testimony, saying that, called his people and asked, did you put two or three? How many people did you put? I told you to put three. Did you put four? They said, no. But I can see four men walking there. And the last one, his face is like God. And you know that was Jesus Christ. In Old Testament, Jesus appeared in many places. You can see that. And Jesus Christ was there. That was the reason, you know, when his children, you know, the world put them in the fire, furnace. And Jesus was there with open hand to receive them, to receive them. They did not fall into fire, but they fall in the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus walked with them in the fire. And still, Jesus Christ is there. When we go through the fire, when we go through the furnace, when we go through the difficult situation, we people from India understand what is that meaning. You may ask the people from Sri Lanka, you know what happened during Easter Sunday. You know, this is what we can see. And God is walking with them. They lost nothing. They lost nothing because they stood for their faith. But one thing they lost, if you read carefully, God delivered them, but one thing they lost, the rope, only the rope they tied up. And you know, the explanation is there, verse 27, the fire had no effect on them. The fire had no effect on the bodies of this man. Not even hair is burned, And the trousers not damaged, you can see the list, verse 27, see the list there. Nor had the smell of fire upon them. This is a testimony of a heathen king giving about God's people, just because they stood for their faith. Verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar responded and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Verse 28. And you know, if you read in the initial part, he said, I am going to put you in the fire. Let me see what God is going to deliver you. What God? There was a challenge. Today, he is totally changed. His attitude has changed. And he's saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Verse 28. The testimony of a heathen king. Just because they stood firm for their faith, not bowing down before this worldly idols. This is what we can learn from these three people. They were different. Are we different in this world? Secondly, they were daring. They had a daring faith and a courageous faith. And they were dedicated for their faith. And finally, God delivered them from all their troubles. And that God is still alive. That God is still alive. And he still walks. May the Lord help us. Let's pray. Our heavenly gracious Father, we want to thank you for this time together. We thank you, Lord, for thy children who are sitting here. We thank you for thy word, Lord. We thank you for speaking to our hearts from these three young men who stood for their faith. Lord, they were different people altogether. They were daring people and they were dedicated. And you delivered them. Lord, even today we know that you are there. Lord, help us to stand firm for our faith. Help us to be a walking testimony in our lives, in our society. We thank you, we praise you. We thank you for this dear assembly. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have given to us to share from the word. We praise you, we thank you. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you all. God bless you.